Turning now to our lessons from Proudhon, our Pierre-Joseph Proudhon readings. We have been with Proudhon exploring the roots of power's bully mindset in order to grasp how it is that they feel entitled to take by force what they did not make, offer pain rather than thanks for it, and almost incomprehensibly hideous, can feel there's glory in it, in being murderers and torturers and thieves. Continuing now with Proudhon's explanation of this. It is related of the great Pompey that he blushed easily, and nevertheless, these words once escaped his lips, quote, "Why should I respect the laws when I have arms in my hand?" Unquote. This shows him to have been a man in whom the moral sense and ambition were struggling for the mastery, and who sought to justify his violence by the motto of the hero and the brigand. From the right of the strongest springs the exploitation of man by man. And my comment, with Alice Miller's help, we can now go deeper into causality, work loose more of this knotty chicken and egg problem. And I have to say about Alice, what I heard someone say about Emily Dickinson, deservedly, that the only way to approach her is on our knees. Truly, 10,000 years of class finally coming to an end. And while I know, baby knows, it's been a collective effort, still, as Prince also said, there's nothing bigger than this. And for the fact that we are here in this moment with our building consciousness, we simply have to give props to Alice. Proudhon is confining his analysis to the quote-unquote political realm, and that's not actually completely true, but, you know, being generally. But Emily knew that the outer from the inner derives its magnitude. So, when was the first betrayal of our inherent oneness? Beyond the domestication of non-human animals, could it be when we first allowed children to see children, their brothers and sisters, stood on the auction block? After which the demon power, the moral evil that recognizes no reply but more of itself, sought to consume the world. And the authentic explanation, the right story, the truth, which we need to free ourselves from the demon fear, took 10,000 years to reach enough ears and then tongues to get our globe of freedom rolling along. As I wrote that, as I was writing, I had expected January 8, 2017, to be the show during which we gave thanks to Alice for allowing us to see the cringing child beneath the dress of authority, the totalitarian parent, the fascists who stand behind the goal of perfect, quote-unquote, perfect reason. And we did ask, I think it was the January 8th, 2017 show, what stands behind us and our goal of perfect love in perfect freedom? Because once class is globally totalitarian, once power is established in the world, reproducing itself through systematic recognition, promotion, feeding of that which bows to it, and weeding out of that which manifests love as the alternative. Only a love large enough can stop it. Once in possession of the true story of what happened to us when souls were stolen, wills killed or suppressed, only when our difficulty was fully known was love empowered, given space and food to grow. And now our knowing has taken global form, which Nicola knew meant a new dawn, a global band encircling power's hand. Now, at last it can be restrained, and love unhindered can build on itself again.